Good morning. It's 10:38 and I'm Jenna Barr. Matthew Vandeford is joining me with Claimology. How's it going?
Hello. Very good. Thank you.
And we've got some blue skies.
Yes.
We're ignoring all the chances of rain.
Yes. But rain is good. We live in Florida. It's going to happen. So you just got to get used to the sun showers.
Yeah.
Which is an awesome thing.
It is an awesome thing.
I love it. It's drama. Like this state, if you need drama, just come live here and just watch it unfold. It's beautiful.
There's an account online. It's called Florida Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm sure they have a Facebook too. I just don't follow along on Facebook as much as I do the Instagram. And the Florida Man page never fails. And the guy who runs it's hilarious. But everything from, a woman dancing in a sun shower, which please do, or a guy wrestling an alligator.
Awesome.
Or an alligator getting into somebody's house. Like they come down and somehow they left a door open, which you just don't do in Florida. We don't do that here. They're probably new. They're probably from New York.
Right. They don't leave the door open there either, but right? They're done. They're on lockdown still. They're like an alligator. You know what's really funny? We moved down here. We were down here. I've never had that experience where an alligator was like that close and like up front in a home.
Oh, really?
But we had friends, like family friends from Philly, like the Philly area.
Yeah.
They moved down to like the Villages area, and lo and behold, wouldn't you know?
Of course.
What shows up in their garage, like, and it's like not a huge alligator, but it's like.
Yeah, it doesn't
it's the
matter.
Story. It's like the whole like Seinfeld thing. Like you moved in, you get the alligator in the garage. It's fantastic. I love it. It's like
either
that's
way.
What happens.
It could probably do a finger or a foot.
Oh, absolutely.
If it looks like, you know, a pinky toe is maybe a baby Vienna sausage, they're going to chomp on it. We did have an alligator when I lived in South Florida. Yeah, an alligator. We had a house on stilts on a river, and it just came on up into the laundry room after a storm. Door blew open, and the alligator got confused and then got stuck. So.
Got confused. That's right. I love how you say that. Got confused. Alligator got confused. Got stuck in the house.
It was like wedged in between the toilet and the bathtub. I'll never forget. And I'm like,
got embarrassed. You caught it taking a shower. What happened?
I just popped the door open and ran out. Is that covered in insurance? Alligator damage?
Absolutely. Sudden and accidental. That would be totally it. That,
really?
I mean, 100%. Yeah. Alligator got in my house and like, I mean, listen, did you put it there? Right. That becomes the question. And it's interestingly enough because like my ex-in-laws, right? They had like my ex-father-in-law, he had used to have alligators. That's what they had in their house, like in Jersey, Pennsylvania. Like they had a basement and they got this house and it had like a little pool in the bottom. They ended up keeping koi like later on, but like they thought like, it was a great idea to have.
Like the mini alligators?
Like as babies.
What?
And then they had, then it grew up and they're like, then we need to like obviously not do that.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool.
There's no Pennsylvania Man account.
right? That's exactly right, right?
But, and that's when, you ask those questions on the insurance claim. Did you bring it into that? Right.
But we weren't aware, right? Totally unaware, right?
But you have those instances. I mean, I've also seen recently, and it's not really been in like the Gulf Breeze area. I think it's been further down the panhandle where talking about insurance claims and property damage. I think I saw this. It must have been closer to Tallahassee because they've got black bears there. Mm. And it tore through, the Florida screen around your pool that you have to protect yourself from the alligators and the wildlife.
Right.
It tore through the screen and it got confused though. I think what happened was maybe it was running or didn't realize. Maybe they smelled breakfast. Whatever way,
right.
It's a bear trying to get to something good and then swam in the pool.
Oh, great.
But it tore.
The liner. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So these poor people, I mean, it's already upkeep with your pool
trying
to keep your house and inflation and all this other stuff. Here comes a bear. He's like, I need to come in and swim.
Right.
I need to take a dip in your pool. And also, sorry about the screen, the pool lining, and just leave some claw marks everywhere.
Just being a bear.
Can you get that claim call? You get that call, and the insurance company's like, what? Okay, fine, I'll call Claimology. They'll believe me.
That's it. That's exactly right. Yeah, and again, everything comes down to the policy. So if there's an exclusion, wildlife, sometimes there's exclusions for wildlife. However, if it's not excluded, it's included, on a traditional HO3 policy, which is on an all-risk policy, so which is fantastic. So it's great to know that. Like, if you have what's called an HO3 policy, which is an all-risk policy, HO5s or HO6s, those particular policies are what are called all-risks. And those all-risk policies state that it's basically, if it's not in the paperwork to be excluded, it's included. So if there's no exclusion for wildlife or bears like Winnie the Pooh, like deciding to like hang out and have a party with Tigger, you know, right, what I'm saying? Like, hey, guess what? Now, if they were people dressed in those costumes, like that's still legit because they're still people. They just looked like wildlife. That was a good time party. That's sudden accidental. So 15-year-olds out there, just know, parents, like a little peace of mind, if you go out there and your kids just happen to throw a party, sudden accidental, like breathe. If you have homeowners insurance and it's a decent policy, that's covered. Sudden accidental. You know what I mean? Kids weren't trying to be malice. They weren't trying to hurt anything. So just for like a little breathing room out there, I'm trying to like cut some kids some slack. You never know who needs to hear this out there right now in the insurance world.
Remember that story too about the Airbnb? Those kids rented it for a giant party. Do you remember that story?
Was that down in Panama City or something that? Okay.
Like, and so they rented it and then trashed the place with a massive party.
Yeah, yeah.
And so obviously the owners, you know, that's a terrible thing. We don't want to encourage kids to be destructive, but they all of a sudden were like, what do we do? How do we pay for all of this? So how do you have that on your Airbnb insurance policy?
You need to make sure you have the right policy if you have rental, specifically if you have an Airbnb, because the Airbnb just might not be enough to cover you under your homeowner's policy. So you need to make sure like if you have a home and you are renting it out, you definitely want to make sure you go through your homeowner's policy first to make sure there's no exclusions in your policy, that you're not messing yourself up. You want to make sure that the policy that you have is not going to hinder you from doing an Airbnb too as well. And if there's a special endorsement that you may want to get, a rider that your homeowner's policy offers you, listen, it's better to have a little more coverage. And if something were to happen, have an excess and let the insurance companies like weed out like who's going to pay what and let them go for it, than not have enough. Believe me, you don't want to be stuck like, oh my God, I need $1 million worth of insurance and I only have $500,000. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. Parties happen, fires, God forbid. You know what I mean?
People, or you have an Airbnb on the beach and somebody floods the upstairs tub trying to enjoy a bubble bath.
Oh, yeah.
And they...
Not even having a party. It's a husband and a wife come down for like a vacation and they're doing... Next thing you know, they forget the tub's on.
And that's it.
That's it.
Or you go to these Airbnbs, they've got dishwashers and everything in them. Something breaks just because life happens.
Yeah.
Right?
And the nature of insurance is and this is just what ends up happening, if they will defer and deflect your insurance company to somebody else and deny you coverage. I'm dealing with this now with insurance right now, where they've had issues with third-party contractors dealing with things and no insurance company wants to take liability. But unfortunately, what you have to do is you have to make all the insurance companies liable and you have to prove their liability. And unfortunately, that's what ends up happening. This is the reality of what goes on behind the scenes.
You have to prove the liability.
You have to prove that.
So how long of a process is that?
Oh my God, this poor guy, he's been dealing with his property. We're 2 years deep into it.
No.
Not even into suit yet. Now finally getting ready for suit, because this is just to prepare it to get there because he's been denied. But we've had to go through all the contractors, all the subcontractors' insurances. We've had to go all the way down. We've had to kick the can all the way down to make sure, because what you need to make sure is that whoever has the liability is held responsible. And if whatever parties out there in the legal world will try to defer and deflect, not my responsibility, they'll do that. So unfortunately, this is what you just have to do. And as a licensed public adjuster, this is what's so important out there as an advocate for the insureds. We can't take things to court for you, but we are there as a way to help you navigate the insurance field, the landmines, what's out there, things that can blow your claim up without you even knowing it. Taking, for example, saying I had a flood when you didn't have a flood. We experienced that when we were dealing with claims when I was in the Illinois area. So it's just all these things that I've learned through the experiences of what has happened through the insureds and the processes, and then seeing it firsthand through examinations under oath. It's really interesting, the insurance world. I'm grateful to be here to kind of help with this process for people.
And that might, you know, scare somebody off and go, well, 2 years of a legal process and a claims process. But really, at the end, for personal injury, I went through 4 years mm-hmm. of a process of trying to prove that I was in the accident and all these things. So when it comes to your home and you've had a substantial amount of damage, whether it's $35,000 and that's substantial to you or $3,000 and that's substantial to you, mm-hmm. you deserve to get the coverage that you either paid for or that needs to happen from the damage.
Absolutely.
And that's why it's important to take a look over your policy, mm-hmm. double check it. Would you say like routinely, especially like 6 months at a time, just double check, is everything covered? We're heading into hurricane season. Is everything covered? We're heading into a season where we're pumping the heat a lot more and we have a lot more people here. Or I just decided I want to make some extra money and do a side hustle and rent out my garage apartment for an Airbnb. Now that's a whole new policy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a good thing to like always measure twice, cut once. You know what I mean? It's just always do that. And before you pull the trigger on making like a big, like new life decision like that, look at all the angles. Don't let the angles hinder you from moving forward to make the decision to do it, but allow the ability to do your own research, to become a little more knowledgeable in what's happening and to like take a little more control and say, but sometimes we don't even know to ask those questions. And that's the next question too, is like, I didn't even know to ask that question. So hopefully here in this radio program and everyone that's listening, hopefully our ability and the ability here is to help you raise more questions. Oh, I didn't think about that. What does that mean for me? How will it affect me? How will it affect others? And so what's important is that, I love insurance. I think it's a great concept. It's utopian. It's fantastic. We're all putting into this pool together to share in this communal idea. Unfortunately, mismanagement, and that's just what it is. That's just the people factor. It's just what happens. I mean, this is just the nature of the world we live in. You know what I mean?
Accidents happen.
And in the state of Florida right now, the insurance market's pretty interesting. You wonder why laws are being passed. You had 4 insurance companies just go bankrupt. I mean, I think 3 or 4 just this year. Boom, boom, boom. And the question, people are screaming, well, it's because of all the hurricanes. Well, let me pause for a second. Before Hurricane Hermine happened in 2016, there had not been a hurricane in Florida for 10 years. Insurance policies and premiums continued to raise. Therefore, there should have been excess to cover all damages from Hurricane 2016 season to the present, which we haven't had a hurricane yet. So, that being said, Hurricane Michael was the only Category 5 to run through. Now, I'm not going to say the only. That was catastrophic. It was horrific.
Oh, horrific, yeah.
However, the surplus from the 10 years and the collective years, too, as well, should have been enough to keep these companies above water. So, the question is, interestingly enough, it comes to mismanagement. Mismanagement of funds, and that's just what ends up happening.
So where is it going?
And then where laws are passed are to bail out these insurance companies, and this is what happens. And we saw it with the car companies. Laws are passed because it's infrastructure. If they fail, that's like this. It's one of the cogs of the wheel of how our third world matrix system works right now. The reality in which we work, in which we operate, this is one of those cogs in the wheel. So if we don't like that cog and we need to change it, hey, we got to maybe make a new wheel. I don't know. But you have to understand that's a pillar of what we work on. So the lawmakers are in effect, I believe there are good lawmakers that are actually looking out for people to protect the cog. However, on both sides of the fence, unfortunately, with those laws, things happen which adversely affect how people are now able to recover in their insurance claims. Right now, it's very important to know that some of those laws have been very detrimental for the ability to help insureds, because those that actually have, it's the way the new laws have passed of how attorney's fees are collected. And that was a big arm and a big hammer for the insureds to protect them, to hold insurance companies accountable. And so now we have this big ebb in this flow, and mm-hmm. I've been talking to attorneys before, like now recently, they're like, oh my God, but they're not like freaking out, because they do see, they'll say, hey, listen, probably what's going to end up happening is another hurricane's going to come in another couple of years, and the insureds are going to be like a Hurricane Andrew issue, unfortunately, where they're going to be like, everyone's going to, oh my God, this is not happening, and new laws are going to have to get passed, and it'll flow back again. It'll just be an ebb and a flow. It's just right now where we're at. And hopefully, the goal is to not have such big ebbs and flows, to keep things more neutral and balanced. And that would be the goal. And the goal is to invite more conversations, have more open dialogue with insureds, and get people more involved in the process, and to just have maybe a little more accountability and say, hey, we really need some help. We're not trying to scam at people, but we need help here. We're stuck 2 years defending a $30,000 pipe break claim, which it's covered because the insurance company didn't want to pay for it. And the insureds are without a home. This is a $30,000 claim, not a $100,000 claim. Yet we have homes in Pensacola, Hurricane Sally. We've submitted it. The insurance companies didn't even answer us, didn't even respond to us.
And the deadline's coming up in a month.
So if you have any inkling that you've had hurricane damage from Hurricane Sally, all supplements must be submitted by the deadline of Hurricane Sally. And I would err to say September the 15th, even though it came through on September the 16th, let that be the 15th. Let that be your deadline. If you feel that you have anything going on in your house, report it to your insurance company, put a supplement in there. I mean, somehow, some way, contact your insurance agent. You need to make sure that happens.
Yeah. I mean, and we're still seeing tarps on homes, on roofs. And I shudder to think that there is some type of behind the scenes discrepancies happening, right? And major insurance companies and, anybody, lawmakers have something to do with it. Really, we need to look out for each other. And that's what a public adjuster does, is looks out for you. Hey, you're going through this claim process. You see, let's just say this pipe broke. You moved into a home. It's new to you. This is just one scenario. A pipe broke and you're going, wait a second, I have a warranty on this. This is a home warranty, a new build, right? But then all of a sudden, they don't want to honor that because they're trying to say, oh no, that's because you used this type of detergent in your dishwasher machine. And now we're not going to cover that because let's read between
that's
the
a real
fine
thing.
Print. Oh, get out of town. Get out of here.
Listen, that's I'm not kidding you. Like on those home warranty things and things like that, seriously, in your car, look at your car too. Don't put diesel in a regular car, right? You're not going to have a good warranty.
Well, please don't do that. Yeah, if you do that, let's talk.
Yes, we need some help.
But yeah, then you're fighting all over the place, and your insurance company's like, no, we're not getting involved because it's the warranty. We're insuring you, and we have, what is that, sudden and accidental, but we're not going to cover this because we have this. Get a public adjuster involved to take a look at all the fine print. I mean, some of it can be confusing.
Yeah, take for example, we have dealing with one right now. It's a pipe break, shower pan failure. And the insurance company was requesting documentation. They were requesting a plumber's report. And the plumber, we weren't able to get a hold of the plumber. So we had an engineer go out and had an engineer report done. And the engineer report, it's pretty much the same thing as a plumber's report, except it's not coming from a plumber. It's coming from a structural engineer. And the structural engineer went and diagnosed the issue, made the report, sent it in, still got a denial. So we still have to go to suit.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it's there. I mean, it just is what it is. And so now it's just and we just have to continue to move down the lane. And so it's just a flat denial. And it's the paperwork comes out well, what do you do now? Well, the insurance company has now forced you to go down the road, which is to kick the can down the curb. And basically it becomes a waiting game for the insured. How long are you able to wait without a shower? How long are you able to hang out? How long? Because some people have the availability to tap into a home equity line of credit. Some people have the availability to tap into other lines of credit. Some people are able to tap into savings. Others are not. So in dealing with homeowners, all types of homeowners from all walks of life, from investment properties and even people from investment properties, they have investment properties, but they're still losing money because their property's unrentable.
That's true.
Because it's been damaged and they don't have the cash to make all the repairs necessary, waiting for their insurance company to pay for the damages that have already been incurred and been removed from their house. And so this happens. And so it's important for people to understand it becomes a waiting game. The longer you're able to wait, it's like rope-a-dope, 12 rounds. You got to just go the distance and you have to come out on the 13th. You got to be a little bit like Rocky. You just got to
That's right.
You got to do it.
Lace
just got to show
Converse
up.
Converse and go.
Just got to show up.
And the insurance companies aren't always the bad guys. We want to remind people of that's not why Matthew's here. He works alongside insurance companies and with them and with you and for them, and making sure that everything is fair and you get what you deserve. That's what Claimology does. If you would like to reach out to Claimology, you can go to insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. You can also contact Claimology, Matthew and his team, at 850-684-4794 or claims at insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. That's claims at insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. If you have something going on or you feel like maybe I need guidance before September 15th to report something, they'll walk you through it. We just don't want anybody to feel ostracized, left alone, or miss out on getting what you deserve. And none of this is to scare you. It's only to help you, because that's truly, I know Matthew's heart, what he wants. We've got about 30 seconds left. That went by fast. Yeah. Florida man talk, Philly man talk, Pennsylvania man talk, alligators, and insurance.
And let me close with this from a great friend named Fred, who I love dearly. He told me this really cool piece of trivia. Do you know who has more songs about the sun than anyone else? I believe. This is what he told me.
Wait, who?
Trivia question. Who has written more songs about the sun recorded?
I want to say the Beatles, but I don't know.
There you go. We played it today.
I'm a genius!
Yes. That's what I was informed. So if anyone out there says, no, that's wrong, well, then please let me know. But that's from my understanding. So there we go.
That's so good. And the sun is shining. Get out there. Enjoy it. And then also enjoy the sun showers as well. Reach out to Claimology today. Matthew, thanks for hanging out with me.
Thanks for hanging out with me.
And it's been a fun morning here on the Pensacola Expert.